This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. We're talking about hypocrisy and the church. Are all Christians hypocrites? I spoke about this yesterday. No, all Christians are not hypocrites. In fact, the history of the Christian church is filled with lots of examples of selflessness, courage, moral action, reform, bravery, and many other positive influences on the world. Now, these are not the acts of hypocrites, but of sincere believers who are transformed by Jesus, the resurrected Christ. And they're really motivated by what the Bible says, do to others what you would have them do to you. So the church is a work in progress, if you like, and so are the people, the members of the church. Like a cathedral that might take decades or centuries to complete, this process is long and arduous, but someday it'll be complete and stand as a beautiful testimony to the power of Christ to transform lives for the better. Now, remember too that only some professing Christians act hypocritically. And I spoke about yesterday this word hypocrite, where it came from. It was an actor who wore a mask. So what about all those who don't act in the right way? What about those as well who live out the love of Christ in the world? Now, for example, in the New Testament, you'll discover that Jesus spoke a lot about this. This word hypocrite is in fact used 17 times by Jesus. And so Jesus was very strong on this topic. He warned of the consequences of hypocrisy and described the symptoms to the Pharisees. The Pharisees were the religious group, the most admired, if you like, spiritual leaders of the day. This is what he said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You are like whitewashed tombs that indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside you're full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. You are outwardly, you appear righteous to men, but inside you're full of hypocrisy and lawlessness." Very, very strong and attacking words there by Jesus. So the Pharisees were the sect of the Jewish hierarchy, and they made up the body of religious leaders at that time. And this group went to prayers in the temple every day. They gave their tithes and their offerings. They knew the Bible, the scriptures so well. They kept the Sabbath. They followed all the commandments and the teachings of Moses right to the letter. But the trouble was, yes, they had the appearance of being very religious, upstanding, outstanding. And yet Jesus said, "You are diseased. You're rotten. You're full of hypocrisy and iniquity," and called them whitewashed tombs or death covered with a coat of paint. So little wonder they hated Jesus and wanted him out of the way. In fact, he made many enemies. Jesus said in Matthew 5, "Unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." It was Josh McDowell in a book called Tough Questions that Skeptics Ask About the Christian Faith. This is what Josh McDowell says: "Christianity does not stand or fall on the way Christians have acted throughout history or are acting today. Christianity stands or falls on the person of Jesus. Jesus was not a hypocrite. He lived consistently with what he taught. At the end of his life, he challenged those who'd lived with him night and day for 3 years to point out any hypocrisy in him. His disciples were silent. There was none. Since Christianity depends on Jesus, it's incorrect to invalidate the Christian faith by pointing to the horrible things done in the name of Christianity." And I think that's a very fair and wise comment there by Josh McDowell. I either try to hide the bad sides. This is Cliff Kenchy who wrote about this. We try to hide our bad sides, or we try to make them look good. But deep inside, we know that we all fall short of living the way that we should. No one can escape the charge of hypocrite. Jesus was not a hypocrite. So that question, why would I bother attending church? Do you think it's full of hypocrites? Well, churches are made up of people. In fact, if you ever find a perfect church, don't join it because you'll mess it up. The church is a hospital for sinners, not the hotel for saints. So we can understand that the church is there. Thank God for the church, even though the people are not perfect. Lord, these are lessons we need to learn. Guide us, I pray. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.